Blog Talk Radio.
Dolly Lama, big body hummus, backing out the parking spot and know the lobby on him. He exempt Sean Kempy, keep that 40 on him. Go. Around and their heads turn. Used to like bitches with hair perm. Now I like it natural, actual, factual. Natural shit. Bougie still do ratchet shit. Not afraid to pass the clip before I make the ratchet spit. Blap.
Motivate.
Get money.
K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Give me some
hip hop.
Give me some
R&B.
What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists. 10 years strong. MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Yeah, man. It's your freaking cool running DJ Just Swag, man, and you can catch me each and every Friday right here bringing you the best of independent artist news, music updates, events, topics, and conversation.
Think they know somebody that's got some dope music or project and just need to get on the radio?
Man, all you got to do is hit me, swagtracksandvocals@gmail.com. That's swag, two G's. tracksandvocals@gmail.com. You can always link with me. Hit me on IG. Hit me on Snapchat at IDJSwag2Gs, and we can get it popping. Don't forget Just Swag TV each and every Friday from 11 to 12 p.m. right here on K100Radio.com. Yeah, man.
Timbo. This is Timber. If you want the best new music first and the hottest old school jams, make sure you join me for the world famous Full On Vibes, where we do that each and every week just for your listening pleasure. You can also hit me up through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Like us, see us, and follow us. Just search out Full On Vibes, and I will see you there. Catch me here Saturdays from 12 on K100 Radio.
The hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Right. What up, though? K100 Radio, I'm your host, Mr. Thank you for tuning in to the show. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
K100, you bad one.
We are live right now on K100 Radio. We're here for another direct line interview. What's going on? What's good, people? Shout out to my people checking in over here on Instagram Live. Shout out to my people over here checking me out over here on Facebook Live. What's happening? What up, folks? All right, so basically, you know how this is over here at K100 Radio, man. We do our direct line interviews. And we line them up. We chop it up with some independent artists a lot of times. But we chop it up with other people. We talk to DJs. We've talked to porn stars. We've talked to politicians. All kind of people, man. And it's basically just a one-on-one conversation with our special guest that's going to be hitting us up on our phone line. All right? You get it? Direct line. See what we did there? All right. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial to the show. Today we got the homie Polo Don Red on the line. Polo Don Red, what up, bro? You on there?
What's going on? What's going on, man?
What's happening, bro? What's good with you, fam? Welcome to the show. What up?
Man, thank you, man. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, that's what's up, man. And I understand you kind of out of country. You kind of on the road right now. Where you at right now? Where you hitting this from?
Yeah, right now. We're in the Bahamas. We're in the Bahamas, man.
Oh, shit. Shout out to the Bahamas. What's going on? What you got popping over there? What's good?
I'm performing at the Bud Fest over here in the Bahamas, man.
Whoa, good stuff. That's big, man. So, all right, tell us about this grind, man. But before we do, I'm gonna go ahead and give you the floor, and I'm gonna peel back for a second and let you go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody that's listening to our listening audience. We want to welcome everybody that's tuning in to us live via TuneIn Radio. If you're listening to us on iTunes Radio, or if you have downloaded our mobile app, we appreciate it. And if you're on our website, K100Radio.com. We also appreciate that. Thank you very much for rocking with us and downloading our app. Appreciate that. Please make sure you leave the push notifications on, because sometimes when we have certain stuff, we have the push notifications coming through. If you have an Android, we're still hashing it out with Apple about that. All right, but welcome everybody on Facebook, Instagram, and if you're watching this on YouTube after the fact or listening on SoundCloud, please make sure you subscribe and follow both of those. Polo Don Red, you got the floor, man. Tell these folks about you, man. What's going on? Who we talking to right now? Introduce yourself to our people.
Right now, you're talking to the stripper's favorite rapper, man, Polo Don Red, man. The perfecter at strip club anthems, man. Talking to Polo Don Red.
the stripper's favorite rapper. All right. So
yeah, the stripper's favorite rapper.
I tell you that. I tell you about that, especially if you were talking about Atlanta. The stripper's favorite rapper in Atlanta is the one coming through tossing up all that goddamn money. You know what I'm saying?
And look, I don't mind paying a little tuition, little bills, man. You know?
You got to, man. You know, that's part of the strip club game. You feel me? I try to tell artists. Do you do a lot of shows at the strip clubs? Where were you at?
Yeah. I do a lot of shows at strip clubs, man. I mean, like, I've been doing it for a while now, doing a lot of shows at strip clubs. Just basically, you know, a lot of clubs that, you know, the females like to dance, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, the strippers, they were telling me, you know, they tired of dancing to trap music. So I said, well, you know, I take that up off of them. I make a lot of songs for the strip club and for the females to dance to, and that's what I've been doing lately, man.
Right. So you're saying the strippers want something else to dance to. That's good because a lot of people, yeah. I mean, I feel like that way too. Don't get me wrong. You know, with Jeezy and them and all of them came through, they basically turned that whole vibe into, you know, strippers dancing to dope boy music. You feel me? Because the dope boys was in there with all the money. You feel what I'm saying? So it all made sense. You know, some of them, everybody, first of all, everybody ain't a dope boy and everybody ain't got dope boy money. They come in strip clubs. Some of them in there shouldn't be with their rent money. We're not condoning that. Just saying.
Yeah. See a lot of that going on.
Yeah, you know, and then when they car note money and they pulled up in their girl car, whatever, but they still want to have a good time, okay? And so you can't come in there and tell these guys, talk to them like they dope boys and then have them in there ruining their lives. So good old strip club booty shaking music is what you specialize in, basically. That's where we're at with it.
Yeah.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah. I mean, I had to take a different approach, man, go a whole nother lane, and it's working.
All right. Tell me about the response that you've gotten so far. Tell me about everything that's been able to work out. As far as your movement and some of your singles and everything that you got popping?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I took that lane, I took that approach with the strip club music, and I performed one song, and I, like, the next day I got booked for, like, 3-4 shows. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, it's it. I found my swag, like Charlie Lowe said. I found my swag, you know, and I just took off from there. And I constantly been keeping it consistent and giving them something they can dance to, something they can move to.
Right. Now, where you represent? Where you originally from, and where you grinding at right now, mostly these days?
I'm originally from Meridian, Mississippi, but man, I'm grinding all over, man. I don't limit myself, man. I don't limit myself as I'm gonna stay in Atlanta, or I'm gonna stay in Augusta, or I'm gonna stay in Columbia, South Carolina, man. I go everywhere. I'm doing shows everywhere. I just came back from Memphis, Tennessee, and New Albany, Mississippi, Victoria, Mississippi, Columbia, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Like, I done did shows all up, you know, so far this year. I've been doing shows everywhere. Atlanta, Augusta, like, I've been doing shows everywhere. You know, I just don't limit myself because it's a big world out there. You know, right now we're in the Bahamas, and when we get back, we going to St. Matthew, South Carolina. So, you know, it's... The grind is unlimited, man.
That's a good thing because you're traveling and you out here working. And, you know, a lot of artists, they'll come up with a lot of different excuses about why they can't do this and do that and everything. But I tell everybody, man, you know, first of all, we have no reason in 2018 to not be able to at least get the music to the masses before we get there with the invent of the internet. You know, you can get the buzz going in different kind of ways before you get there. And then when you pull up, at least somebody in the locale has seen or heard of your grind, maybe through an image online, whatnot, or what have you. How do you combine your grind as far as you going out doing all these shows and dates and then combine it with, like, the internet? Like do you go online and maybe take your single or something and maybe run an ad or something on one of these social media sites? Or do you send it to the DJs first and try to get it popping? Like, how do you establish a relationship with the local crowd and the clubs and all that before you even pull up to a city?
Well, I'm going to be honest, man. I try to get in contact with some of the hotter DJs that's in that city at least about a week or two before I go. I might, if I'm going down that way, if I'm going towards that city, I stop through at some of the clubs. You know, I stop through with CD thumb drives with the DJs. Hey, you know, can you play my music? No. What you want? A drink? You want $20, $30? You need some money? I mean, whatever it takes to get it popping, man, you know. It's really up to the DJs and the females for your record to really break, you know. I mean, especially strip clubs. Strippers is the ones that are really breaking the record. Like, if they dancing to it and they turning up to it, you good.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so let me – and you know what? Now you mentioned that. I'm going to give you a round of applause on that because that really is. Shout out to – who is this on Instagram Live? They over here getting lit. Minnie Harris. Shout out to Minnie Harris over here on Instagram Live. So she coming down to Atlanta to shake her ass. All right.
Tell her come bounce that ass for a bag.
She said bounce that for a bag. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But shout out to her over here checking you out over here. Listen to this interview over there on Instagram Live. All right, so
oh, really?
You said something interesting about, you know, with strippers, if strippers like your music. And it's so many different ways that you can break a strip club song. But some people say, okay, if you can get the strippers to dance to your song, you feel what I'm saying? Then, you know, mm-hmm. you can kind of force the DJs in there or whatever, or the people that's in there to kind of get familiar with your record. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I talked to a couple of strippers about that particular theory or whatever, and some of them say, well, you know, yeah, they have their sets where they can pick what they want to play, and then there's different times where the DJ kind of dictates, you know, their set or whatever. They kind of just dance into what the DJ runs. But have you had conversations like sidebar with any of the dancers, and they said, okay, I'm gonna dance to your song definitely in my set, and it happens like that, or do they have to kind of go through the DJ first, or do you go through the DJ and then he plays it, and then the strippers just start dancing to it and they like it? Just give a little bit of insight about how that works for you.
I mean, well, I actually had strippers go and request my song, which kind of, you know, stopped me. I was like, wow, they really like it. You know, right. I mean, I done had, like, I remember one night I was in a strip club, V-Live, Atlanta, and I had, like, three female strippers go. I had three strippers, you know, go and request my song. I was like, okay, cool. Like, if they go and request it and the DJ, you know, I feel like if the female's constantly requesting it, the DJ gonna play it. This is what they want. And then if the music good, the DJ already here, the DJ put it in rotation. He's like, look, I'm gonna play your music, man. They like it. They can make money off of it. Cause I mean, a lot of strippers say they like to do special moves. They want to do something. They can have something they can do their special moves to, and they can really move to. So, you know, if it's one of them songs and they like it, then, I mean, you good. I mean,
right.
That's just my experience. I had, you know, had them requested, so that was a plus on my side.
Right. All right, true. I can dig that. Now, it's a couple of things that we got to make sure we get clear over here, because also, outside of being an artist, the homie Polo Don Red is also an entrepreneur, and I hooked up with the homie, and he has his own drink line, right? Hold on, let me put this in front of the camera. You feel what I'm saying? He's got his own liqueur out. Oh, I don't know if it's – hold on, I got to do it for Instagram, and I got to do it over here for the Facebook camera. You feel what I'm saying? All right, tell the people about what I got in my hand, because right now I'm holding it up on the screen. If you can't see this on the live feed, then you just got to use your imagination. It's a bottle of red stuff, and it's got some liquor in it. Tell us about this Polo Don Red. What we got for the people right here, man?
Well, that right there is it's a red cherry orange vodka, and I got an endorsement deal with a liquor company out of South Carolina. Freeze Away, that dank drink. Shout out to Ben Freeze. Shout out to Tim, man. They seen my grind, they seen my hustle, they seen my work, and you know, they seen my movement. They like what I got going on, and they see that, you know, I was going everywhere. I'm not scared to travel, and they asked me, you know, they want to do an endorsement deal with me. And I was like, man, look, they said, man, we can put your face on the bottle, and you know, you get this, you get that. And I'm like, look, man, that's a win-win situation. You don't have to say no more. Where the paper at, where the contract at, let's sign this, let's get it going, because it's a golden opportunity, man.
All right.
You know, you don't know your everyday person with their own liquor. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. And so while you were talking, I was over here fiddling with it because you needed a corkscrew to open this thing. So while you was talking, I came over here and I cracked open my bottle that you met up with me and gave me before we did this interview the other day. I'm going to pour me a glass while we get vibe out to this music. You feel what I'm saying? Let's hold this up for the camera real quick. And I'm going to sip on me some Polo. Tell me the official name one more time, what I'm about to drink officially.
You're drinking red cherry orange from the Don Red Edition.
Red cherry orange from the Don Red Edition. Hold on, let me sip real quick.
We We have two more people that's under the Don Red Edition, which we have the Curry Peach and we have the Pink Lemon Wave, and that's from Nene.
Okay. All right. Here. All right. Cool. All right. I got you. And this shit tastes good, actually. Though I'm sipping this though. Hold up. Mm-hmm. The Don Red Polo Don Red Cherry Orange, right? Edition.
Yeah, Red Cherry Orange.
Red Cherry Orange Edition. Hold it up for Instagram. You feel me? And hold that thing back up for Facebook real quick. That's what we're sipping on over here while we're getting ready to finish. Just conduct some more business over here on this direct line interview. All right, yo, this shit is actually good, though, man. What percentage alcohol is it?
80%.
10%?
80%. 80%. 80%?
Yeah.
See, that sneak up on you now.
Y'all, you done basically made some fucking hunch punch. Goddamn.
Yeah, that sneak up on you, man. Don't drink it too fast.
I can taste it, but it is kind of real. It is going down smooth though. But see, this right here, if this is 80, yeah, this is some straight up punch right here. This is some get a drunk and see what's gonna happen tonight. Yeah, it's sweet, so you know they won't really think they'll be chugging it down like I'm all right. Oh, this is good, girl. This is good. They be drinking it, and all of a sudden, you know, fuck happened last night. You know what I'm saying? But hey, you gotta be careful saying stuff like that in the era of Cosby and shit. I ain't saying drug no goddamn body. Want y'all boycott
drink responsibly. That's all I can tell you. Drink responsibly. That's it.
That's all we can say. All right. Let's jump into the music.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bastard!
I'm still drinking the shit. All right, K100 Radio, we are live right now. We're chopping up with Polo Don Red. He's on the phone. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm drinking some of his liquor, and we're finna get ready to play some of his music. All right, so we're gonna drop this interview on you. We're gonna drop this video on you first. So for all my people that's out there, watching on the Facebook live feed, you guys will get a treat. You guys will check the video out first. You feel what I'm saying? And we got the video for Bounce That, right? Polo Don?
Yeah, Bounce That Booty for a Bag.
All right, so tell me about that song, man. What's going on? What we about to hear and see? If you're listening to us live right now on iTunes, tune in. Or if you listen to us podcast style, or if you got a mobile app, you'll be able to hear the song. And if you're on the Facebook Live, you'll see the visual for this, all right? On Instagram Live, you guys will hear the song too. But if you want to see the visual and the video, you can go to the Facebook Live right now, and we'll also give you the link. Find it on YouTube after the fact. So go ahead and introduce this single, bro.
Man, this single's right here for all the strippers out there that's trying to get a bag, inspired by them. Bounce That Booty for a Bag. Strip club anthem, man.
You know what it is. This is K100 Radio, you dig? Polo the Don, Bounce That Booty for a Bag.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio.
Let's check it out.
And R&B.
This for all my girls out there bouncing that money, maker getting that bag. Yeah. I need you to do one thing for me, baby.
Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama got the swag. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama throwing it bad. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama got the swag. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama throwing it bad. Bounce that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Shake that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Twerk that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Bounce that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Go to bounce that, bust it open, let me poke it.
Yeah.
She say she looking for the loud, cause she heard I was smoking. I'm a permitted pimp and not a temp. And you can tell by the way my diamond drill. Bounce that buddy for the gang gang.
I'll pay for it.
Shake that buddy for the gang gang.
I'll pay for it.
Twerk that buddy for the gang gang.
I'll pay for it.
Bounce that buddy for the gang gang.
I'll pay for it.
I ain't a running off, but throw that in a circle. And keep getting that green just like turtle. Big blue Ben is coming out for the twerkers. Big blue Ben is coming out for the twerkers. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama got some swag. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama throwing it bad. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama got some swag. Bounce that booty for a bag. Your mama throwing it bad. Bounce that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Shake that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Twerk that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
Bounce that booty for the gang out.
I'll pay for it.
She
gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low. Gone and bust it open. Let me see what it hitting for. You already know.
Yeah.
Strip club anthem.
Yeah.
She my private dancer.
Yeah.
She don't need no manager.
Yeah.
Two chains, stand pretty good like trap music. And I can tell by the way her moving. And I can tell by the way her moving.
Yeah.
And I can tell by the way her moving.
Gonna make that clap, clap, cause I pay for it.
Yeah.
We're gonna back that up, cause I pay for it.
Yeah.
We're gonna make that clap, clap, cause I pay for it.
Yeah.
We're gonna back that up, cause I pay for it.
Yeah.
Bounce that booty for a bag.
Yeah.
Little mama got me swag.
Yeah.
Bounce that booty for a bag.
Yeah.
Little mama throwing it back.
Yeah.
Bounce that booty for a bag.
Yeah.
Little mama got me swag. Yeah. Bounce that booty for a bag.
Yeah.
Little mama throwing it back.
Yeah.
Bounce that booty for the gang gang.
I pay for it.
Shake that booty for the gang gang.
I pay for it.
Twerk that booty for the gang gang.
I pay for it.
Bounce that booty for the gang gang.
I pay for it.
Bounce that for a bat like it's your birthday. About that for a bat like it's your birthday. About that for a bat like it's your birthday. Well, it's your birthday. Well, it's your birthday. Bounce that for a bat with them mixes. Bounce that for a bat, bam, bam. About that for a bat, you on your
street. Well,
about that for a bat, you got them last hit. About that for a bat.
All right.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. K100 Radio, we're live right now. That was Polo Don Red, Bounce That For A Bag. You seen a whole bunch of strippers and stuff over there. If you was watching it on Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying? You had the classic when they light it on fire, when they put the flame out there and they lighten the flame. He had all that up in the video, you dig? You feel what I'm saying? A strip club record. It is what it is. It's supposed to be for strippers and people to dance to. And, you know, it's a twerk video. So if you want to check that out, it's over on YouTube. Bounce That Booty For A Bag. Just type in Polo Don Red. It was real easy to find. Just type in Polo Don Red. Bounce That For A Bag. And go check that joint out. And we also got another song that he also sent me, man, called Take It Off. This one got Pastor Troy on it, right?
Pastor Troy and Lil Kiki, H-Town Legend on that, man.
All right, yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm going to get ready to run this one. This is another joint that we got by Polo Don Red featuring Pastor Troy and Lil Kiki. You guys chill out and listen to this one. Now, we don't have a video for this, so if you're on Facebook Live, you won't see the visual. Yeah, you know I'm saying? We'll just run some stuff across the screen. But here it is right here. We're going to run this right here. This is called Take It Off, Polo Don Red featuring Pastor Troy and Lil Kiki. All right, let's get it.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Call Shorty and Red Jacket. Shorty say she don't like you, honey. So I see what's out there. When it's old baby go,
I see your bun, money. They get your money.
Money, baby. Money. Now take it off.
Hold up.
We gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low. Take it off. Drop it low, drop it low. Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low.
Hold up.
Drop it low, she gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low. Drop it low,
she gotta take it off.
Down and up,
yeah.
Yes, man, we like the fuck. Now she pussy popping on her hands, turning up.
Turn up.
She get loose on that goose. If I put the squirt, she the truth. Gonna bust it open, let me see what it do. Bad yellow bone, chasing money, fuck the fame.
Yeah.
I fuck with the campaign, diamonds in my chain.
We gripping money, we gripping grain.
Going hunting, we make it rain. Round of applause, gonna do your damn thing. Gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low. Drop it low. Drop it low. Open, let me see where that pussy is.
She gotta
take it off. Drop it low, drop it low. Open, let me see where that pussy is.
She gotta
take it off. Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low, drop it low, she gotta take it off. Drop it low, 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 drop it low.
She gotta take it off. She on the motherfucking floor, on her hands and knees. I love this motherfucking hoe.
Come on,
I got some cheese, cause I got some bitch.
Well,
I all black bitch. G. They know PT cause I'm a G.
DSGB.
Rest in peace to Pimp C.
Okay, strip club anthem.
Young, black, and handsome.
Throwing money rapidly.
How I'm coming after me.
Little mama say she wants to go.
She know I'm gon' throw some
drop it low, drop it low. Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low,
drop it,
drop it low. She gotta take it off.
Drop it low,
drop it low, drop it low. Drop it low.
She gotta take it
off quick, bend over, let me see it. If that head ain't fine, baby girl, you can keep it. A real nigga floating, loud pack smoking. When you see me throw that cash, hit that flow and bust it open. I'm a player in my city, bitches going down, and I come to get that pussy. I'm the
dumb.
Take it all slow,
slow.
Let me see the show. Real niggas up in here, what that pussy hit it for? She gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low. Let me see what that pussy in for. She gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low. Let me see what that pussy in for. She gotta take it off. Drop it low, drop it low, drop it low.
You are tuned into K100 Radio,
right.
Hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
That was Polo Don Red. Featuring Pastor Troy, featuring H-Town legend Lil Kiki on the track, on the feature. All right? We live right now with a direct line interview with the homie Polo Don Red, man. And also, I've been over here getting slizzard on this scissor. Not really for real. I don't really fuck with it. But the homie Polo Don Red has his own liquor, his own bottle. He met up with me, gave me some. Shit 80 proof. I've been over here drinking his shit. His own personal collection that he got. Polo Don Red. I got it up for the Facebook screen, too. So he met up with me and gave me some of this before we did this interview. And I've been over here sipping. Shit good, though. Polo Don Red, what up?
Man, what's happening, man?
I think I'm getting drunk.
K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
What up?
Make sure you call your Uber, man.
I'm good. I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm in the lab. You feel me? I'm locked.
Oh,
you
good there?
Yeah. But I can see what, because you use like the alcohol percentage, and I'm like, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, this is some good old down south hunch punch. It doesn't put some hunch punch in the bottle. You know, hunch punch is that punch that you make when y'all really ain't old enough to really be drinking, but y'all have parties at school, and then you put a whole bunch of liquor in it, one and shit and all that. But then the real sweet, so the girls can drink it because they don't realize how drunk they gonna get. And then 30 years later, you on trial, like Cosby.
No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that.
God, just fucking don't do that. Fucking don't do that. Don't do that. All right, Polo Don Red. Before we get ready to roll out, man, anything you want to add, man? Tell the people how they can get to all this music and all this stuff. How can they get your liquor if they want to order some or anything? Let the people know.
All right, well, you can follow me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Polo Don Red, P-O-L-O-D-O-N-R-E-D. You can download my music on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, Google Play, all the digital download sites, Polo Don Red. Everything's spelled the same. If you want to order some of the liquor, any merchandise that we have, we also have cologne. We got an endorsement deal with cologne, too. And perfume. We got the perfume. It'll be on there in a little while on the website. It's called Wifing Materials. It'll be there by the next 2 or 3 weeks. But you can go to the website and order any merchandise. www.ragstorichesrecords.com. You can order all the merchandise, the liquor. We actually have somebody deliver the liquor to you, to your house, if you're in Atlanta, within a 30 to 40 mile radius. You can get it delivered to you.
So you ain't got to go nowhere. You can just, Uber Drinks. That is a fucking great idea. That is a great fucking idea, Blizzard. Uber Drinks. My wheels are turning. Anyway, I got sidetracked. Anyway, Polo Don Red. I start thinking about ways to make money real quick. I got sidetracked. All right, man. Polo Don Red, man. I appreciate you for rocking with us over here, man, for this direct live interview. Shout out to everybody who watches over here on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. You guys saw the video. You saw me up here drinking on the drink, whatever. If you want to give it a taste, I'm not fronting, though. I'm not saying it because you're on the line, though. That damn, the drink is good, though. No bullshit.
Man, thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. We're working hard, man. We're working.
Yeah, it's not something that I would just go out because I'm a guy. You feel me? So, you know, I drink a lot of straight liquor and stuff like that. You know, I drink beer and shit. So it's not something that I would just, but for a female, I think if you got, if you're having a party or something, you got some females over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's you yeah. drink the, you feel me? For the ones that don't, you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah.
I think it's actually, it's not too sweet where you don't want to drink it. It's just like good enough that I think females would gravitate to the drink. Hey, at the end of the day, that's who moved the fucking meter on this consumer shit. Let's be real with ourselves.
Exactly.
You talk about
you get the ladies, you got it.
You get the ladies, you good, right?
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Polo Don Red, we getting ready to sign off, man. Thanks for coming through and chopping it up with us over here on K1's Radio. All right, dog?
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right. You know what it is.
K100, you bastard.
All right, we get ready to sign off. Thank you, everybody, who listened to the Polo Don Red interview. Check it out. If you missed any parts of the interview, you can always go over on our SoundCloud or over on our YouTube page, and you can find these interviews. Also, if we do them on Facebook Live, too, so we don't take them down. They stay on Instagram for however long Instagram leave them up. Instagram is kind of whack because they don't let us. They just show me sitting on the screen. We can't do it like we do it on Facebook. They need to fix that. Facebook bought Instagram, so they should just like. It really shouldn't be hard. I don't know why they're tripping, but they want to keep Instagram the way Instagram is. They don't want it to be like Facebook, so you can have people on Facebook for Facebook. So we get that. So if you want to get the full live experience from us as far as just on-screen stuff that we got going on, advertisements and stuff like that, please follow our page over there on Facebook. Just type in K100 Radio, K-dash, put the dash, it'll show up. But if you put K-100, it'll be the first thing that pull up, or at K100 Radio. Just type that in the search bar at the top of Facebook. Like our page so you can watch it over there. You feel what I'm saying? And you can see some of the graphics and different stuff like that on the screen. You know, it's just a little bit more jazzed up over on Facebook. But we welcome you over here on Instagram Live. But the whole point is, if you miss any parts of the interview, you can always, always, always subscribe to our channel on YouTube. And I want you to do that right now. Even if you just go subscribe to our channel on YouTube right now. You feel me? So we can get those subscribers up. And also follow us on SoundCloud. If you're a SoundCloud user, we have a SoundCloud page, so we archive all this stuff just in case any of you missed any of these interviews or anything like that. You can always go back and check them out real easy, man. These are apps that you probably already got on your phone. Most of y'all probably already got SoundCloud, and I know y'all got YouTube because it come embedded in your damn phone. Like, put YouTube on your phone from the jump. Android and Apple. You ain't got to download no YouTube app. That shit's on your phone. You feel what I'm saying? So, subscribe to the channel on YouTube, all right, so you can go back and you can listen to some of the interviews. If you're an independent artist or if you're in the music industry, I highly suggest our YouTube page because we got a ton, and I mean a ton, of interviews with like a lot of music industry people with some real great conversations over the years. And we've uploaded a lot of our interviews over there that when we were out at music conferences all over the world. You feel what I'm saying? South by Southwest, Fleet DJs conferences, SCM Awards, a lot of events in Atlanta. So if you can't come down here all the time, or if you can't fly out to all these places and have and hear these people talk on panels and stuff, A3C, stuff like that. Like, we've been at a lot of these events ourselves and interviewed a lot of key people, and we have the interviews over there on YouTube. Free game. So, I mean, I think if you're an independent artist, you should definitely be rocking with our YouTube and SoundCloud pages just for the game, for the free game that we've given you by talking to these people. And these are real conversations. You feel what I'm saying? Not fluff. They're giving out real tips, you know what I'm saying, stuff that you pay money to fly down and go here on the same conference panels. All right, so that's just a little bit, just throwing that out there. Other than that, man, we appreciate you guys for rocking with us on K100 Radio. Tomorrow, make sure you tune in bright and early for DJ Swag, DJ Cool Hand at 2, DJ Corrupt tomorrow at 9, and then we've got our full weekend run set up. All right, I appreciate everybody for rocking with us. It's K100 Radio. I'm out.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Thank you for reaching Street Corner Radio, the best radio show in the world. With the world famous
DJ.
And you know I got the hot ones.
Bringing you that
new hip hop.
And then I get the money.
New R&B.
New R&B.
And the come up.
We are more than excited to give it to you. Please be sure to call back Friday at 9 p.m. Sir DJ Corrupt will be in and available to take the call. Thank you.
Fridays at 9 o'clock with DJ Corrupt right here on K100 Radio. Tune in.
What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to makingitmag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's makingitmag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists. 10 years strong.